today we have the United States Basketball Writers Association Awards to honor college basketball athletes as well as coaches. And so today I have a special guest with us right now, and I want to kind of hand it over to her and have her tell us a little about herself and her career.
I'm Anissa Morrow. I'm a freshman at DePaul. I would say that I'm very competitive, passionate, and determined. My freshman season was great, of course. There were trials and tribulations that I went through, but I feel like I overcame them and just tried to stay focused in school and in basketball.
Okay. And just to, help remind our listeners, what school are you at right now?
DePaul.
Okay. How did you make that decision? Because I'm sure you had a lot of different offers. How did you make that decision of DePaul University is going to be my next home away from home?
I did have a lot of choices. I'll say I came out of high school with 24 offers.
Wow.
I chose DePaul because of the winning tradition. I also didn't want to go far away from home, so that was a plus. I wanted my family to be able to enjoy my career as well. And my niece, she comes to every game, just super excited. So I just wanted to be around my family throughout my process.
Yeah, absolutely. How old's your niece?
She's 2.
Oh my gosh. I bet that's like so heartwarming to like look out and she's watching you doing your thing.
Every time I would come like after the game, she would be like, Anissa Morrow, because that's how they introduced me. So.
Oh my gosh. She's watching your career unfold, and one day she might follow in your footsteps, which would be really, really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with each game day, do you have any game day rituals? Because I know everyone kind of goes about it differently. Of like, I have to have the same breakfast, or my laces have to be a certain color or tied a certain way, or do you do even any team traditions like before each game?
I wouldn't say that my traditions or rituals is like, how would I say, just like I follow it the same way every time. Sometimes I'll nap before I get taped, or I'll tape before I get napped. But I just know like the simple things that I have to get done. I have to take a nap, I have to get taped, and I have to listen to some music or shower and do like my hair or something, playing my hair. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast today. And I just want to say again, congratulations on being Freshman Player of the Year. That's a huge accomplishment, and I'm sure this is just the beginning for you.
Thank you.
What a wonderful Monday night that we're having at the Missouri Athletic Club. The gym is packed full with people. I'm here to celebrate all of our college basketball athletes and coaches as well. And I have Barry Henson here. And Barry, when was the last time you were here at the Missouri Athletic Club?
Actually, it was the year that I received the Good Guy Award. Porter Mosier is going to get that. Obviously, they've raised the stakes on that tremendously. I was here 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, and it's good to be back. I coached in this league, the Missouri Valley Conference, which is home office right here in St. Louis, for 18 years.
Wow.
So this is home to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can you tell me a little bit about your coaching career and what that's meant for you?
I started Oklahoma State University, and I thought I was going to be a governor. That's what I told my wife. I was pre-law political science when I got started. Got sidetracked, worked for Mr. Iba, which we're presenting the IBA Coaches of the Year Award tonight to Tommy Lloyd. And I worked for Mr. IBA in the College Work Study Program. So that was really, really special to me. And then I got the bug. I just wanted to coach college basketball. And when I graduated in 1983, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky did not need a head coach at that time. So I went ahead and started my career at Stillwater Junior High there in Stillwater. And I went from seventh grade AAU to junior high, to a sophomore coach, to a JV coach, to a high school coach at a Catholic school. And then I joined Bill Self's staff in 1994 at Oral Roberts University. Was there 4 years as an assistant. When Bill left to go to Tulsa, I became the head coach at Oral Roberts. When Steve Alford left to go to Iowa, I became the head coach at Southwest Missouri State, which is now Missouri State. And then after that, I was at the University of Kansas for 4 years. Our last game was in the national championship, which we lost in the Superdome, but they made up for it this year in winning in the Superdome. And then, of course, I spent 7 years at Southern Illinois University as a head coach, and I just finished my third year at Oklahoma State University.
Wow, what an incredible career. Do you think, you kind of talked about having those building blocks of you started out at the 7U and all of that. Do you think that has made a difference in your coaching career now?
I don't think there's any question. I think when you start a journey, everything that starts at the first has everything to do with your foundation. and me having the opportunity. Marina, I drove the bus. I had to drive the bus. I got an extra $350 if I got my bus certification. You did all. My first salary was $13,250, and that included my bonus for driving the bus. I had to coach women's softball. Not had to. I coached women's softball. I coached football. I didn't know anything about most of those, but I knew about coaching and ended up coaching basketball, and I've loved it. And I'm getting ready. Next year will be my 42nd year to coach.
Wow. Wow. Now, you don't last for that many years if you don't love it.
No, no question. You got to love it. And the great thing about working with young people, they keep you young every day. So that's the part that I like best. And, you know, I'm as older I get, I still have an opportunity to learn. And I learn something every day from these new kids. And it's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, that's important. So if you could give one piece of advice to a young aspiring coach, what would that be?
Don't coach. I'd say, hey, go into something else. No, I think we all start off with aspirations that we have to be at this certain level, whatever. And I think you have to tell yourselves, why are you coaching? The most important thing is I get an opportunity to impact lives each and every day. Quit worrying about the level. I'm a great example. Seventh grade AAU, and here I am tonight having an opportunity to speak at this event when I started. So don't quit worrying about the level. Worry more about the impact that you have an opportunity to make with kids.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. Well, Bear, I just want to thank you for coming to the Missouri Athletic Club. We're so happy you're here, and we know tonight, the banquet, it's going to be a great evening.
Well, I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get people laughing a little bit, and maybe we won't make it so starch.
Yeah, I say let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Marina.
All right. So we got Jabari Smith with us from Auburn University. Thank you so much for joining us on the Missouri Athletic Club Connections. We're so happy to have you here in St. Louis tonight. What an incredible evening. I just kind of want to start with, you know, tell us a little bit, you know, about your first year. Like, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was a great year. Just coming, meeting my teammates, just always being with them, you know, just getting to work early when we got there and just focusing on winning when we got there. You know, we wasn't focused on individual goals or nothing like that. We was just focused on winning. And as we focused on that, our individual goals came, you know, with Walker winning the awards he won and me winning freshman of the year. It just shows how much work we put in, how much we cared about each other, and just what we did this year. So
absolutely, because you need those teammates to push you to
always,
be better.
Always.
Yeah. So with, you know, transitioning into college and everything, how has your team been a support system for you as well as the coaching staff?
Team's been a support staff, a great support staff. You know, older guys who've played in college, you know, always telling me stuff to be ready for, telling me stuff to watch and just stuff to help me out. You know, with them already being in college and already being through what I'm going through, it's just good to have them with me, good to have them help me. Them pushing me in practice, competing with them in practice, I can't thank them enough for just being there for me, keeping me grounded, and just having brothers with me along the way. And coaching staff, you know, best coach staff in the country, I would say. As far as a personal standpoint, always being there for you. And just overall knowing the game, you know, there's just no other better coaching staff in the country.
Yeah, that makes the difference. You got to have that support system, that coaching staff that wants to see you get to the success level that you're already seeing at such a young age. So another question is, you know, if you had to choose one word to describe your college experience in basketball so far, it's only been not even a full year yet. What would that word be and why?
Historic, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, just it's just going to be a year I never forget. You know, it's just my only year playing college basketball, winning the SEC, going to March Madness, going to the tournament, just doing stuff that I've been dreaming of since I was 6 years old. So, you know, it's just something I'm never going to forget.
Yeah, doesn't get better than that, you know, finally achieving those goals seen on TV as a kid. You know, so one last question. What's next? What's your, you know, career aspirations? Like, what's the end goal?
You know, just get to the NBA. Just make a name for myself, you know what I mean? Not just be another guy who made it, just be a guy that people are going to remember. People always going to remember as somebody who treated people the right way, somebody who always played hard, somebody who always left it all out there. So I want to be remembered as that and just, you know, create my legacy.
Absolutely. Well, Jabari, thank you so much for joining us at the Missouri Athletic Club. I think it's going to be a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we have University of Arizona in the house. How's it going, Coach?
Let's go. Bear down.
Yeah. We're so happy to have you here at the Missouri Athletic Club today. It's going to be a really special evening, and we're so excited to honor the best of, you know, college basketball. So I just kind of want to start with, what makes the University of Arizona different from other basketball schools?
Well, it's we've got a great tradition, you know, that was started, even before Lute Olson, you know, there are some great coaches there. And then Coach Olson was able to kind of take the program to making Final Fours and, you know, pushing to win championships. And then Sean Miller really came in and built on that tradition. And I'm lucky to kind of, my job is kind of try to build on what both those guys have done. So you just got an amazing platform there, and you got a really engaged community in the university that's 100% behind their basketball program.
Yeah, that makes a difference of having that support system. You know, everyone talks about having it from the coaching staff. Yes, that's important, but you also want it from your university, because, you know, if your university doesn't support you, who's gonna?
Oh, no question. We have great administrators there, and, I'm thankful they believed in me and gave me the opportunity last year. And, I'm going to do everything I can do to make them proud.
Yeah, absolutely. So how'd you even get started coaching in basketball?
Well, I just think I knew at a young age. You know, I had a lot of great coaches that I played for, whether it's youth soccer, youth football, baseball, basketball. And I just love sports, and I was extremely competitive. And, you know, I was a decent athlete when I was younger, and ended up not being quite as good as I hoped. And, I was able to play collegiately and even a little bit overseas. But just love coaching. I just love the process of getting better and building a team and helping guys through struggles. So, you know, it's kind of all I know. And I was fortunate at a young, you know, get my start in coaching, you know, as 23, 24 years old at Gonzaga, and things moved pretty fast. And the next thing I knew, 22 years had passed. And so had a great run there, and really, you know, I was around a lot of great coaches, you know, other coaches, you know, even like Ray Giacoletti, who lives in the community here. I had lunch with him today. Yeah. I had the pleasure of working him with a number of years. And obviously Coach Few is a great coach. So it's just a special place to be for me to kind of grow and develop. And now I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be at Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I know a lot of players kind of have a game day ritual. You know, I got to have this breakfast and these are my game shoes and all of that. As a coach, do you have a game day ritual?
Yeah, nothing crazy. You know, I try not to get too ritualistic because, you know, if something gets knocked off,
right,
you know, I don't want to be. So I like to be a little bit agile, but, you know, I like to go home before the game's at home. You know, I mean, I don't stay down at the gym all day or I'll even start out my day slow and kind of go in a little bit later, knowing it's going to be a long day, and just try to get myself mentally prepared to put our team in the best position. I mean, that's kind of what I do, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you want to say to your players back home?
Love them. Love them. I love those guys. And I haven't been around much the last couple weeks, because I've been busy, you know, kind of on this little tour and recruiting a little bit. But can't wait to get back home and get to work with those guys and start building for next year.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
We're so happy
me.
To have you here. All right, so we have Aaliyah Boston with us. She is Player of the Year from University of South Carolina. Congratulations on the award. What an accomplishment.
Thank you so much.
So I just kind of want to start with, like, what led you to basketball? Like, you know, did you start at 2 years old, 8 years old? Like, what got you started?
I actually started at the age of 9. I started because my older sister was also playing basketball, and so I kind of like, oh, well, Alexis is playing, so I have to play too, and so that's really how I started.
That's awesome. That's incredible. So what led you to the decision of University of South Carolina?
After I took all my visits and really got to know all the coaches, I just knew that Coach Daly was the best one for me and everything that the university was about. They were just special, and Coach Daly was just an honest coach and talked about what she can see me accomplishing, and so I was just really focused on that.
Yeah, kind of like a family, you know,
oh, absolutely,
atmosphere.
Absolutely.
That makes a huge difference, especially, you know, if being away from home, you know, you want to be able to find that basketball family again. So, you know, if you had to choose one word to describe your college basketball experience, what would that be and why?
Exciting. And I say exciting because, I mean, we haven't had like the same 3 years of college. I mean, the first year there was COVID, and then the second year was like we had our season, but it wasn't regular. And now this year we're back regular and we won national championship. I mean, it's been everything. Like, it's just been so exciting. And then school in general, not basketball, has just been really special. And I've been able to do a whole lot with academics. And so it's just been a fun time.
Yeah, what a feeling to come back, you know, like you said, after COVID. That was a crazy time. And
absolutely.
Then to come back and win big, what an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
So congratulations again, and thank you for coming to the MAC. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're here at the College Basketball Awards at the Missouri Athletic Club. I have Governor Politz with us. Governor, can you just kind of describe to me what this night means to the Missouri Athletic Club?
You know, it's such a great opportunity for our members and their guests to welcome into our historic downtown clubhouse and to pair up with our already existing history involving athletic excellence and athletics achievement in this arena of college basketball. And it's particularly meaningful, I think, this year after the challenges of the past two seasons and the challenges with people gathering in person. And as a club, we've been so fortunate to have a committed group of sponsors, people who have that enthusiasm and that ambassadorship from when we hosted the event in 2018 and 2019. And I'm just amazed as I look around this room in which you and I are sitting at the coaches who made the choice to be here, the players who made the choice to be here, and their family members who made the choice to be here. And I think that when we go through the rest of this night's program, and again, our members and their guests are able to witness firsthand at the awards banquet that kind of star power, it's going to be really special.
Yeah, absolutely. Here at the Missouri Athletic Club, we definitely love to, you know, build upon our tradition. And I think this is a really special evening, you know, to have all of these incredible coaches and players here. We have the Herman Trophy Awards to honor our soccer players, and now we have the College Basketball Awards. You know, like, it's incredible. Like, what's next for the Missouri
Athletic Club? Yeah, we want to keep this train going. You know, it's not lost on me that if you do a good job this year, you enhance your likelihood of being invited to be the host site again next year and the year after and so on. And of course, those of us on the planning committee from the member side, club employees such as you on the staff side, I think we have known that from day one that we didn't want to miss a chance to be exceptional, in particular for the sake of our members, but also, again, these players, in many cases, they're traveling from other awards events, the Wooden Awards in L.A., or what, and we want them to make that stop off in St. Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that the night is finally here, you're part of the planning committee, how does it feel? You know, are you sad that we're here? You know, all this buildup, or are you really excited to, you know, see everyone in the same room finally?
No sadness whatsoever, but I admit that tomorrow morning I may be sad. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun, and I can't wait till next year. A ton of buildup, but in a good way, in a healthy way. That healthy anxiety and that, just that I couldn't get like the grin off my face all day because I knew this is where we were headed to in the 3 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour, as media shows up, as people gather, as you see players from different parts of the country who maybe they've heard of each other or they thought, I've been following your season the same way you've been. Anyway. So I'm pretty geeked up right now. There's a lot of neat, atypical, wonderful things happening in our clubhouse.
Yeah, it just emphasizes the fellowship and the friendship that the Missouri Athletic Club has. You know, we're bringing everyone together.
Yeah, like I'm watching Arizona coach Tommy Lloyd walk down the same hallway that at 6 a.m. on any random Thursday I walk down before my workout.
I mean,
this
what
is
a
crazy
cool
to
feeling.
Me. Like, yeah.
It feels good. It feels good. Well, we just want to thank you so much for your hard work for putting this night together, because I think so far it's gone well.
Thanks so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm thankful for the help of you and your colleagues as well.
Absolutely.